Hello, everyone. So this is my last episode discussing overcoming my vocal trauma. Now, I remember when I was a younger person, I had a tendency to speak when I was very excited in a mixture of a soprano contralto voice, which is defined as a mezzo-soprano voice. I tended to speak that way when I was also very much enjoying life. So, yes, my mezzo-soprano voice was how I spoke in the morning. And then, by the afternoon, I had a tendency to speak in a countertenor voice, a tenor voice with a tinge of husky, raspy and gravelly sounding voice. By 3 to 4 o'clock p.m., I had a tendency to speak in a baritone voice. And then by 7 o'clock at night, I had a tendency to speak in a bass voice. And it would be reverse. Sometimes in the morning, I had a tendency to speak in a bass voice. By 12 p.m., I would speak in a baritone voice. By 2 p.m., I would speak in a tenor, countertenor, tinge of husky, gravelly, raspy voice. And by the evening, I had a tendency to speak in a contralto soprano voice, meaning the mezzo-soprano voice. Sometimes by 11:30, I would speak in a alto voice in the morning. And sometimes I would speak in an alto voice mid-afternoon. So I battled voice fluctuations my whole life because of the organized crime world I grew up in. So, people want to know, can you describe these voice types for us? Okay, I'll do it one more time. Because I did another episode, but I have new listeners. It's okay. It says, here we go. It says, a soprano is a type of classical female singing voice and has the highest vocal range of all voice types. The soprano's vocal range, using scientific pitch notation, is from approximately middle C, C to the fourth, equals 261 Hz, to high A, A to the fifth, equals 880 Hz in choral music, or the soprano C, C to the sixth, 2 octaves above middle C, equals 1046 Hz or higher in operatic music. In four-part chorale-style harmony, the soprano takes the highest part, which often encompasses the melody. The soprano voice type is generally divided into the colorata, soubrette, lyric, spento, and dramatic soprano. Now, a mezzo-soprano, or mezzo, meaning half-soprano, is a type of classical female singing voice whose vocal range lies between the soprano and the contralto voice types. The mezzo-soprano's vocal range usually extends from the A below middle C to the A two octaves above. Examples, A to the third through A to the fifth in scientific pitch notation, where middle C equals C to the four, 222 to 880 Hz. In the lower and upper extreme, some mezzo-sopranos may extend down to the F below middle C, F to the three, 175 Hz, and as high as high C, C to the six, 1047 Hz. The mezzo-soprano voice type is generally divided into the colorata, lyric, and dramatic. Now, the contralto. A contralto, contralto, Italian pronunciation, is a type of classical female singing voice whose vocal range is the lowest female voice type. The contralto's vocal range is fairly rare, similar to the mezzo-soprano, and almost identical to that of a countertenor, typically between the F below middle C, F to the 3 in scientific pitch notation, to the 2nd F above middle C, F to the 5, although at the extreme, some voices can reach the D below middle C, D to the 3, or the 2nd to the B above middle C, B to the 5th. The contralto voice type is generally divided into the colorata, lyric, and dramatic contralto. The musical term alto, meaning high in Italian, Latin, altus, historically refers to the contrapuntal part higher than the tenor and associated vocal range. In four-part voice leading, alto is the second highest part, sung in choruses by either low women's or high men's voices. In vocal classification, these are usually called contralto, a male alto, or countertenor. A countertenor, also contratenor, is a type of classical male singing voice whose vocal range is equivalent to that of the female contralto or mezzo soprano. Voice types generally extending from around G to the 3 to the D to the F or E to the 5. Let me read that again. A countertenor, also contratenor, is a type of classical male singing voice whose vocal range is equivalent to that of the female contralto or mezzo soprano voice types, generally extending from around G to the 3 to D to the 5 or E to the 5, although a sopranist, a specific kind of countertenor, may match a soprano's range of around C to the 4 to C to the 6. Countertenors often have tenor or baritone chest voices, but sing in falsetto or head voice much more often than they do in their chest voice. The nature of the countertenor voice has radically changed throughout musical history, from a modulated voice to a modulated falsetto voice to the primarily falsetto voice that is denoted by the term today. This is partly because of changes in human physiology, increase in body height, and partly because of fluctuations in pitch. So, I was told that sometimes I talked in a falsetto voice, and sometimes I talked in a head voice. Might as well give you a definition of that. Falsetto, Italian, diminutive of falso, false is the vocal register, a copying in the frequency ranges above the modulated voice register and overlapping it by approximately one octave. It is produced by vibration of the ligamentous edges of the vocal cords and whole or in part, commonly cited in the context of singing falsetto, characteristic of phonation by both sexes, also one of four main spoken vocal registers recognized by speech pathology. I'll give you the other voice types to make it go faster. A tenor is a type of classical male singing voice whose vocal range lies between the countertenor and baritone voice types. It is the highest male chest voice type. composers typically write music for this voice in the range from the second beat below middle C to the G above middle C, example B to the 2 to G to the 4. In choral music, and from the second B flat below middle C to the C above middle C, B to the 2 to C to the 5 in operatic music, but the range can extend at either end. Subtypes of tenor include the allegro tenor, lyric tenor, spento tenor, dramatic tenor, Heldin tenor, and tenor buffo or spiel tenor. A baritone is a type of classical male singing voice whose vocal range lies between the bass and the tenor voice types. The term originates from the Greek baritonos, meaning heavy sounding. Composers typically write music for this voice in the range from the second F below middle C to the F above middle C. Example, F to the 2 to the F to the 4 in choral music, and from the second G below middle C to the G above middle C, G to the 2 to G to the 4 in operatic music, but the range can extend at either end. Subtypes of baritone include the baritone, Martin baritone, light baritone, lyric baritone, cavalier baritone, Verdi baritone, dramatic baritone, baritone noble baritone, and the bass baritone. A bass is a type of classical male singing voice and has the lowest vocal range of all voice types. According to the New Grove Dictionary of Opera, a bass is typically classified as having a vocal range extending from around the second E below middle C to the E above middle C, example E to the 2, E to the 4. Its tessitura, or comfortable range, is normally defined by the outermost lines of the bass clef. Categories of bass voices vary according to national style and classification system. Italians favor subdividing basses into the basso cantante, singing bass, basso buffo, comical bass, or the dramatic basso profundo, deep bass. The American system identifies the bass baritone, comic bass, lyric bass, and dramatic bass. The German fact system offers further distinctions. Spell bass, bass, basso, Schwerer spell bass, Schwerer bass buffo, Schirachter bass, bass baritone, and Sirioser bass. These classification systems can overlap. Rare is the performer who embodies a single fact while also touching repertoire from another category. So, because I grew up in a hyper-masculinity culture, I was profanely ridiculed for speaking in a soprano's voice sometimes, for speaking in a mezzo-soprano voice sometimes, for speaking an alto voice sometimes, for speaking a contralto voice sometimes, and for speaking in a countertenor voice sometimes. Mostly males insulted these voice types I would speak in sometimes. There were some females who would clown me because I spoke in these voice types. Originally, how I responded to it, I would ignore it. Other times, I would bring up things about them that they didn't want people to know about. Like, I would basically say, don't get me started on, and whatever that they were ashamed of, that's how I would shut them up. Other times, hung my head down and just walk away. And the interesting thing about it is, since oftentimes they would apologize to me, often the females would chase after me as if to make it up to me. And sometimes the females would clown the guys for clowning how I sounded, because I never had a set way of speaking. It depended on how I felt. If I was extremely bubbly, I tended to speak in a high voice. if I was reflective, if I was introspective, if I was sad, and if I was angry or confused or didn't know what to do, I tended to speak in a bass baritone voice. And if I was in despair, I had a tendency to speak in a weighty bass voice. Or I had a tendency, when I was in deep despair, I was speaking a dramatic, heavy sounding bass voice, or a dramatic baritone voice. If I was just voice acting for the fun of it, I would speak in a lyric baritone, verti baritone, cavalier baritone, baritone noble baritone, and baritone Martin baritone light baritone. If I felt like emulating guys with deep voices, I would just do those voice acting for fun. When I could show people how deep my voice could go, I would speak in a comic bass, lyric bass, and dramatic bass. I would speak in a basso cantate, singing bass, if I felt like singing. If I would show people I could speak in a tenor, just to be funny, I would speak in allegro tenor, lyric tenor, spento tenor, dramatic tenor, Heldon tenor, and tenor buffo or spiel tenor. That's how it was for me. If I would speak in a head voice or a falsetto, if I could sing high. And if I was emulating a contralto singing voice, I was speaking a colorado lyric and dramatic contralto. I would speak in a mezzo-soprano, colorado mezzo-soprano lyric and mezzo-soprano dramatic, but I was emulating a mezzo-soprano person who was singing. And if I was singing a soprano, I was singing a soprano colorado, soprano soubrette, soprano lyric, soprano spento, and dramatic soprano. I remember if I was felt like singing alto, I was singing a male alto voice. So other times when people made fun of my voice, I wouldn't respond, and I would keep speaking the way I've been speaking. And that's what made them leave me alone, because there was no way you could try to change me. Real quick, I would speak in the Degasen and Falco, which are the intermediate voice types for the soprano and the mezzo-soprano. A Degasen is a darker colored soubrette. A Falcon, a darker color soprano dramatico. I would speak in that sometimes. I had a natural voice acting voice, so however I sounded in that moment, but it's because that's how I was feeling in the moment. I was just always choosing to be true to myself. And lyric high bass, I spoke in that sometimes. I remember I ended my voice fluctuations recently, because for years the voice fluctuations went down over time because more people were noticing how the voice fluctuations of mine would happen unexpectedly. other times when I was voice acting, I would tell people so they didn't mind it. But if it happened on its own and because of the trauma and I wasn't able to remind them because of the trauma, and I wasn't able to consistently remind them of why the voice fluctuation was happening because of the trauma, I do remember that there was going to be treating my voice issues as if we have to put him in the emergency room. We have to put him in hospital visitation. They were talking about, some people were talking about, I'm willing to help pay the medical bills. So when my voice went back to its normal sound, which was, my natural speaking style is this, which you hear in the podcast is how I talk in real life. I have a vocal range that lies between the soprano and the bass voice types. So I have a mezzo soprano bass voice type. It's my voice type means that you hear the soprano in it, you hear the mezzo soprano in it, you hear the alto in it, you hear the contralto in it, you hear the countertenor in it. You hear the tenor in it, you hear the baritone in it, and you hear the bass in it. So I have an all-encompassing voice type that has all the voice types within my voice. And this is my natural speaking style because I know that my throat isn't hurting. So I have a mezzo-soprano bass voice by nature. I have the highest singing voice and the lowest singing voice, and that's how you get my voice. And it took me till recently to figure out what it was. So I speak in a very rich, very full, rhythmic, musical, flowetry cadence of a soothingly smooth mezzo-soprano bass voice. I just learned something. I would make an excellent vocal coach. Man, that's another calling upon my life. It just dawned on me. I would make an excellent voice coach. I would make an excellent vocal coach. I really would be. I've been told that throughout my life. It wasn't a comment I heard often, but I'm remembering it now. So I have a medium pitched voice that's in between high and low. My voice does give me an aura of power and sexual allure. My voice is perceived by the multitudes as Antonio's attractive. Antonio's respectable. Antonio's quite the leader. And Antonio's quite self-assured. So this is my sultry bedroom voice, if you want to call it that. I'm glad I no longer have a cracking voice due to trauma. I no longer see my voice as unhealthy. I had to speak an unhealthy voice because of the crime world I was in at the time. So I have a unique voice. I don't speak in a smoky voice anymore. Trauma was because I did. My wet voice because of trauma. Trauma can make you sound traumatic. So I remember I have a medium voice, as y'all know. I decided to continue to sound the way that I do. The gurgly voice I've spoken because of trauma is gone. The haunting voice that I've spoken sometimes because of trauma is gone. I'll say this. The raw voice I've spoken because of trauma is gone. I've spoken a mourning voice. That is associated stereotypically with men, but I don't do that anymore. My voice is just naturally seductive. I don't speak in a dark voice anymore because of trauma. Okay. When I sing in a choir, I'm in the bass section. I learned it by being in church. The other men would hear my voice. And I was the deepest voice, lowest pitch sounding voice. So I went from soprano all the way to bass in the church choir. So I have a bass voice when it comes to singing. So I am proud of my vocal register. I am proud of my vocal fry register. I am proud of my whistle register. I am proud of my module voice. That is how I feel about me. I am proud of my speech. I'm proud of my speaking. I'm proud of my talking. I'm proud of my verbal communication. I'm proud of my verbal expression. I'm proud of my articulation. I am proud of my talks. I'm proud of my addresses. I'm proud of my lectures. I'm proud of my discourse. I'm proud of my oration. I'm proud of my disquisition. I'm proud of my peroration. I'm proud of my declamation. I'm proud of my deliverance. I'm proud of my presentation. I'm proud of my valedictory verbalization. I'm proud of my sermons, non-religiously speaking. I'm proud of my allocution. I'm proud of my predications. I'm proud of my spiels. I'm proud of my salutatory verbalization. I'm proud of my outpouring. I'm proud of my effusion. I'm proud of my recitation. I'm proud of my soliloquies. I'm proud of my rants. I'm proud of my tirades. I'm proud of my monologues. I'm proud of my diatribes. I'm proud of my harangues. I'm proud of my homely language. I'm proud of my philippic language. I'm proud of my enunciation. I'm proud of my pronunciation. I'm no longer ashamed to hear myself speak, and I'm no longer ashamed to listen to recordings of my voice. My voice is resonant because it resonates. My voice is relatable because it's relevant. So my voice is ultimately resonant because it is relevant. My voice is orgasmic, therefore it's not tragic. It's actually magic. And so I have come to truly recognize that growing up, there were, for me as a 5-year-old, just having to have an echo-sounding thunderstorm voice. I wasn't allowed to speak in my normal 5-year-old voice oftentimes in the crime world. So there were times where I would speak like the baritone sounding men I was around. But there were good people in my life at the time who convinced me to speak in my regular speaking style instead of trying to emulate the baritone voiced people. And I no longer tried to emulate the bass voice people either. So the voice fluctuations happen occasionally now, and when they happen, I quickly regather myself. And now when I do voice fluctuations, I'm able to tell people about it And so now I have to be healthily conscious instead of self-conscious like I was in the past about my voice now, because people are now paying attention to how I sound to see if, okay, we're going to make sure he's all right. Okay, he sounds like himself. He's good. Or wait, he's not sounding like himself. We got to nip this in the bud really quickly. So I now, my voice fluctuations are mostly just me doing voice acting, but because I sound like myself, people are not bothered anymore. They're actually glad that I'm sounding like myself, because what I've learned is that a lot of times people try to sound like somebody else because hyper masculine indoctrination is all about you being other men. You're not being yourself as a man. And I noticed that when it comes to that kind of, you know, voice competitions, that what often happen between men, I no longer win those competitions because I no longer engage in those kind of competitions either. Because it's a waste of time, to be honest. There are many people who are made to feel like if they speak in a high-pitched voice that somehow they're unmanly or emasculated. And those are lies. Because manhood is multifaceted. It's complex. So there's more than one way to be a man. There's not just one way to be a man. And I think a lot of times we like to put manhood in a box. For example, when we have Abraham Lincoln, who is said to have a more of a higher pitched voice. However, his voice could carry well into the crowds, even though they would say, wow, he speaks in a sharp, shrill voice. His high pitched voice was effective. So I'm happy that I'm representing people who are in the higher pitch voice community, and I'm also an asset to the lower pitch voice community because they're learning how to be soft spoken when they speak in a low voice. So I have a soft-spoken voice as well. You can be soft-spoken and speak in a countertenor or tenor or baritone or bass voice, just like you could be soft-spoken when you speak in a soprano, mezzo-soprano, contralto, and alto voice too. You can have a gentle sounding deep voice and a gentle sounding high voice. You can be a generous speaker regardless of any and all voice types that you speak in. You don't have to sound hard and aggressive like I was forced to sound when I was in the streets. My tone of voice is well. My word choices are well chosen. And I love my distinctive vocalization. I love my multi beautiful conversational tones. My voice casts wholesome spells upon people. My voice has healthy impartation to it and therapeutic impact upon it. My voice has the health, has the magnificent kind of put you to sleep in a good way, not because of boredom, but because it's relaxing. So in closing, I say this. I only focus on the people who appreciate my voice. And the ones that don't, I'm going to keep speaking in my voice anyhow. So I'm not going to change my innate vocalizations for anybody.